are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We got M.Dot calling in today shortly. Anyway, he'll be on here. He's got his new album, Ego and the Enemy, out. Before we get into that, though, a few announcements for y'all. Let me turn my mic down. It's a little crazy. A few announcements. The Record Company episode is up now. www.lfodradio.com. You can also hear the Booger Money episode, Ron Beatty, Mari, State of New England Hip Hop, etc., etc. That's all at mixcloud.com/lfodradio. soundcloud.com/lfod. Also quite fire, if I say so myself. We got snippets of all the interviews. We got the alumni cipher series, and just reposts of songs we like, people we rock with, etc., etc. New England Hip Hop playlist. Check out our likes. Twitter at Live Free OD Radio, and everything else is at LFOD Radio. We don't have a guest next week, so submissions at LFODradio.com. Highly suggest you send them in. They've been going up lately, which is cool. Still wish we could get more from the local guys, I'm not going to lie. We hear from a lot of artists, but we'd love to hear from more of you. If you got questions about how to make cleans, we got a little documentary we put together on that, a tutorial. But it's crazy. This next song is kind of how I feel about that, because I was tweeting at Run the Jewels the other day, and they hit me with cleans about 2 hours later. Yet there's dudes in the city I see every weekend, and it takes like 10 minutes. It's worth it, because I'm not the only station. You can get them here, and yeah, I'll play them, but then think about how many other stations like this there are around the country that would love to play your music. So clean records are huge. Submissions at lfodradio.com. Do that. This is brand new, Run the Jewels. It's called A Report to the Shareholders. Kill your masters. Live free or die.
But who rides is important. Sitting high with a uniform, barking orders, the man of order. And I'm scared that I talk too much about what I think's going on. I got away with this, they might drag me away for this. Put me in a cage for this, I might pay for this. I just say what I want like I'm made for this. But I'm afraid some days I might be wrong. Maybe that's why me and Mike get along. Hey, not from the same part of town, but we both hear the same sound coming. Woo! And it sounds like war. Woo! And it breaks our hearts. When I started this band, didn't have no plans, didn't see no arc. Just run with the craft, have a couple laughs, make a buck and dash, yeah, yeah. Get a little dap like, yeah, I'm the f***ing man, yeah. Maybe give a little bat like, yeah, I do what I can. It's all toast and smoke to the truth start scheming. Can't contain it, it's stained with y'all demons. Talk cleaning, bomb hospitals, so I speak with the foulest mouth possible. And I drink like a Vulcan, losing all faith in the logical. I will not be confused but docile, I'm free.
Choose the lesser of the evil people and the devil still gon' win. It could all be over tomorrow, kill our masters and start again. But we know we all afraid, so we just simply cry and march again. At the damn convene, my heart broke apart when I seen a march mama's in. As I rap this verse right now, got tears flowing down my chocolate chin. Told the truth and I've been punished for it, must be a masochist cause I've done it again. Ooh, Mike said uterus. They acting like Mike said you a b-. To every writer wrote and misquoted it, Mike said you a b-, you a b-, you a b-. Had a b- for the black writer, started that sewer. I maneuver through manure like a slumdog millionaire. LP told me, f- them devils, Mike, we gon' be millionaires. I respond with a heavy ear. Big Bruh says, that tough enough, stay ready, right, raw rap, rugged rough. The devil don't sleep us either. L spits by, I spit ether. We the gladiators that oppose all Caesar. Coming soon on a new world tour. Probably play the score for the world war. At the apocalypse, play the encore. Turn around, see L and I smile. Hell coming and we got about a mile. Until it's over, I remain hostile. I remain hostile. I remain hostile. I remain hostile. I remain hostile.
Uh-huh.
And you,
oh, 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 oh. sunshine. Shot walks all bloody, running from one time. Can't take you from me, this gun time. You had hate for me when I was unsigned. I fuck with the real ones, not the fakes. It get ugly when the love turn to hate. Fire this bitch till it's empty. Gun in my hand, dodging the penitentiary. Clear it out and leave y'all. Ear it out for freeze y'all. I got some that'll knock down an elephant. Thugging for the hell of it, still stuck in my element. I'm a rider, spit fire, lava. Pearl gon' turn this bitch to Pearl Harbor. We live wires, what's the principle? If it ain't about that real life love, that's indispensable.
Hustle hate cause it's lucrative. All my people getting lost in this foolishness. They running from the love like a fugitive. And you ain't even know why we doing it. They just hustle hate cause it's lucrative. All my people getting lost in this foolishness. Going live from the heart of everything that you fear. My focus is clear, I'm here and I'm sniping severe. It's the napalm dawn, better ring the alarm. I'm dropping these bombs and anybody bringing us harm. Like Kimbo Slice in the yard, catch your body, no charge. Make peace with the law before I hang these frauds. Yeah, my mouth's the AR that be firing truth. It's like lightning when I'm striking and igniting the booth. See, it's uncontrollable, all these quotables unapproachable. And that's just the first three stages of what my vocals do. This is for my critics, are you done or are you finished? I get it and I live it while you only using gimmicks. They feel me in their spirit while we question your resistance. My style is impetuous, bars are impregnable. Codes that unfolds and flows for intellectuals. I'd rather get that real ass love, that's indispensable. And you ain't even know why we doing it. They just hustle hate cause it's lucrative. All my people getting lost in this foolishness. They running from the love like a fugitive. And you ain't even know why we doing it. They just hustle hate cause it's lucrative. All my people getting lost in this foolishness.
Accepted and that's cool with me. All these rappers are disrespected and looking like they're food to me. If you could see what I can see, you'd understand a lot more. Wouldn't call it robbery, it's better called a locked door. Not sure they realize what they built when they kept me out. Living on a separate couch, every night a different house. Family ain't giving up, but sure enough they giving dough. Would offer though a little help, write it down, spit it out. I figured out it's just me, no one's here to help you when you're hanging from your last string. Walls came crashing, last thing you wanna see is people living normally. Wanna load up the armory, blast heads off like it's Normandy. I'm gonna be the best, whether by force or will. If I'm forced to kill, I light up and scorch your grill. Of course I'm ill, dark said I was sick. I drank from a poison well, fed the dead with a head on a stick. I'm fed up and pissed, don't need guns, I'm better with fists. Sleep with my eyes peeled open, get up and lift. I'm not human, stay at this rate till I'm not moving. My thoughts woven between genius and blood clot Susan. You caught snoozing and I'm standing over you. Tell me where the dough and juice are, damn it, I'm putting holes in you. I'm sick of being nice and I'm sick of being cool. My brain's telling me do terrible things as I'm flipping through the TV with the buzz on it, smiling with the buzz on it. Killing's what you once wanted, always said my sales would plummet if I didn't talk about it. The killing, the shooting, the villain who's proving he spill out the Uzi to no villain. A movement for those concerned, I'm past the point of no return. Gasoline soaked the urn till your ashes smoke and burn. I'm having all these weird dreams at night. They say I'm gonna be saved, I see the light. I don't know though if it's just a dream. I wanna go though.
gravity. I'm seeing the fatality, the piece of this shit who badger me, the teachers, the faculty, feverish and half asleep. It seems as if I'm casually becoming what I never thought. Send them to the steps of God. I'm tired of the front and the fake handshakes, the phony talk. Daylight's only got a few minutes till it's going dark. So run away to a place that I can't find. I'm taking my damn time, incisions at the deadline. Disconnect the landline, change the number quick. Cut you at the limbs, bleeding now, cauterize the stump of it. For those deserving this, the nature of my sermon is for the journalist, the website to be turning kids. Telling them what to pick and choose, not a felon, so pick to lose. Not telling on a felon, so not appealing to pigs in blue. I'm done with it, you can't talk, so you mumble shit. Face taped up, losing ear, got the sunken ribs. Producers, I hate rappers, I hate you. Losers I meet in person, forgetting on my name, dude. It's the same fools, act as if their brains bruised. They don't know I paid dues, my poems are raised youth. Came a long way since spitting in my mom's crib. I'm like Vietnam vets, get lost like Saddam's kids. Talking with the wrong man, it's more than a song, fam. This man is gone ham, be damned if I'm gonna stand. For another second, the disrespect and the heckling. Cause the second I detected, I'm flexing the weapon, the tech is ready to pop, whether my hands are steady or not. Cock back, blow the head off your top. I'm having nightmares, play over again. Envision promoters in caskets, acid soaked in his skin. He had a show tonight, guess now I made him late. He said pay to play, now he's living day to day.
I'm having all these weird dreams at night. They say I'm gonna be saved, I'll see the light. I don't know though, if it's just a dream. I wanna go though, back to sleep. I'm having all these weird dreams at night. They say I'm gonna be saved, I'll see the light. I don't know though, if it's just a dream. I wanna go though, back to sleep.
M. Dot, Dreamscape, produced by Marco Polo. Before that, we had Pearl Harbor, Fugitive from Love, featuring Fame of M.O.P., Mashout Posse, some Brooklyn, New York-ish. I believe M. Dot should be calling at any moment now. So basically, here's what happened. As you know, we like to do in-person interviews. And we've had MDOT scheduled for a little while now. He just dropped his new album, and he hit me up today. He got a crazy opportunity in New York City, where he is right now, and he would not be able to drive here and drive back in time. So we figured we'd try to do a phoner. So he should be calling in any minute now, and then we'll get on the phone with MDOT, talk about the new album, et cetera, et cetera. I guess while we wait, because I don't have too much to talk about, I just got a text saying I'm always dissing people on the air. The fact is, it's constructive criticism, also known as tough love, and unfortunately, that's all I have to give. So, you know, when people are making mistakes, I just want to see them be better, and sometimes I express that. Anyway, we're going to play another record from MDOT. This one's called Chrissy. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
Tell me that someday she'd be so special. I never thought anything of it. Just want the best for you and your family. Her grammy used to tell me things ain't what they seem. Visions blurring and she's slipping off that balance beam. She's telling everybody she's living that lavish life. She got that appetite for going out and half the night she's spending it drinking her friends. And I'm thinking it's more than that. Escapes the world when she shuts her eyes, ignores the past. So more or less it's seeming that she's dreaming. Ends up leaving her high school before graduation. She
has no patience. Aggravation is building to the ceiling. The feeling of dealing with the judgment. Yo, she's not the same. She wants to stop the pain, so she finds a proper name. Packs a bag and hops a plane. She goes by something different, thinking it'll make a living. But it's more than that. Shuts her eyes, ignores the past. It's over quickly. He's in and out, wants a quickie. Mama's calling, but it's busy. Voice box no longer says Chrissy. She's dizzy and confused. No longer sips the booze. It's something more than that. Chops it up and snorts it back. It's comfort and it numbs her. It's something she sort of lacks. Tough though to get more relaxed when barely can afford the packs. So she starts selling her body. Now it's more than sex. She's feeling like an object. They fill up her stomach. She wants to vomit to stop it, but they keep on proceeding. The beating's increasing. She's bleeding and crying, believing she's dying. She shuts her eyes, ignores the past. But it's more than that. He smiles as he dumps the powder in the mix and pours the glass. She can't ignore the scratch. The fiend is perpetuated. She dreams to be less sedated. Her screaming is gently faded. She's all alone again. This secretion now coats her skin. She tries to phone her friend. The pop says she's not home till 10. She's knowing that her friend's at the prom. It's something she's missing. They're pissing on her body. Her mission was find the body. Now she's the center of it, feeling like these men will love her. Let's cement in the rubber defenses under the covers. Her mother used to tell her, bring an umbrella whenever, if ever she felt the weather change. Now it's pouring rain. The pills no longer help to distract and ignore the pain. She makes the needle the prescription in the fetal position. 2 feet on ignition, she's dreaming and wishing for a better life, anything not quite like this. Shuts her eyes, escapes the world when she slices her wrist.
I feel deserted and I'm sinking in.
All right, that was Chrissy by MDOT. We got MDOT on the phone right now. What's happening, buddy?
What's going on, man? Thank you for having me, Sam.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here.
Yeah. Huge debit. Yeah, man. You know, I call one of those, like, quick flights, like 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So what's up? We sort of told people real quick what's going on. Why don't you let them know real fast? Let them know
as far as like with the weather, you know what I mean? Like, you know, the president, like, you know.
Don't,
you know,
we don't want to talk about the president today. They get enough of that.
My situation.
Yeah, let them know what you're doing tonight. Let them know what you got going on tonight in New York City.
I'm at the best radio in the world tonight. And that's, I'm happy to, you know, be on, you know what I'm saying, live fried or that radio. You know what I'm saying? Live free or die radio, you know? That's my famous way of saying live fried. But it's actually. Yeah, man, I'm happy to be here, you know, well, on the phone. I'm actually in New York still, and I'm doing Tony Touch tonight in at Shade 45, you know what I'm saying? So that's the first news of it. I put the flyer up like an hour ago, but I wanted to be down there in person, but I had to do it over the phone. Just really appreciate you still having me.
Yeah, I mean, we all talked it over and thought about it, and we
didn't want to break my word as far as being, you know, still interviewed on the station. So, yeah, man, I had to call you right away. I'm not a cancel type person, you know what I mean? And even still, man, like, even if something is big, I'm not, like, putting it above something else. If I
can, nah, dude, you got a good opportunity. We're glad you're out there. So, because we're glad you're making those moves, because it's been a long time coming. And the reason you're out there is because Ego and the Enemy is out now.
Yep. It's available everywhere, you know. Underground hip hop, especially, you can get the physical. Yeah, man. Everywhere you can get it, Bandcamp, iTunes, all that stuff, Spotify.
Response seems like it's nuts so far.
Yeah, I'm really, it's really, really, you know, humbling a lot of the stuff people are saying. You know, it's just, I think a lot of people are missing, like, good music. Like, yeah, like, dudes, like, rap, like, some bars, and some dudes rap, like, you know, some like, hood stuff, or some people do some trap stuff, and that's cool, you know, but I think people are missing a lot of soul, like heart music, feel music, stories, concepts, you know? I'm all about that wordplay that happens throughout the whole album. Very, very passionate, you know what I'm saying? And, but like, this is, it has the whole package, you know, for me at least. You know, the reviews have been off the charts. Boston Globe said it, you know, early, but it could be the album of the year. Yeah, man, I don't want to brag about it. Just go out and check it out and find out for yourself.
You can bask in it a little bit, dude. You sold out underground hip hop. You got album of the year talk. You don't. How's it feeling? You're feeling. Are you on top of the world right now?
Feels good. I want to continue it. You know, I've talked about this album for so long. I'm happy people are gravitating toward it. You know, yeah, man, I'm very happy. Elated. You know, it's been number one for over like a month now, and basically, yeah, it's nice, man. You know, but we don't bask in it too much. We're ready to start getting ready for the stuff that you haven't heard. There's still 20 more tracks for part two. You know what I mean? Like, this is just the start, you know? We've been doing it a long time, but this is like, cats kind of wasted their cards on okay albums. We want to make perfect albums. You know what I'm saying? That's my goal.
Got you. Can you talk a little bit about the concept behind it? Like, what does it really mean, ego and the enemy? Because I know you think about this quite a bit.
And this whole game is insecurity. Every rapper is so insecure, or most rappers are so insecure, because there's no way to, like, separate who's better. You know, like, yeah, you get accolades. Yeah, you can get some love. But, like, I guess at the end of the day, man, you know, even aside from rap, pride is such a hindrance to people's careers. Pride is, I see rappers whining all the time on social media about all they've done. You know what I mean? I found myself victim of almost falling in that trap. I try to not ever do it on social media. It just looks petty to me, you know? And again, it's a comparison thing, you know what I mean? I'm comparing even when I talk about it. So ego is the enemy, you know what I mean? Like, they're connected, you know what I mean? Like, that's without saying. But, like, everything this album is was built off of a chip on my shoulder, feeling I wasn't respected enough. But it's also not, like, an angry album. It's just a dark world, dream world. It's something for people to kind of explore and kind of relate to, you know, whether it's having an alcohol problem, whether it's someone, you know, a story of someone who went down the wrong path, you know, just whether it's being obsessed with social media. It's like concepts, you know, like, and I feel like a lot of stuff gets lost. Like, I'm not all about that mumble stuff, and I'm not hating on it, you know what I'm saying? But this is like, for me, this is like the polar opposite, you know, like the non-rhyming stuff. This is like, again, the full package, because it offered everything, man. Syllables, concepts, and heart, you know, which I thought was the most important component. But again, man, you know, that's me, like, kind of picking it up. I want you to find out for yourself. You can't say, yo, this album's dope. You know what I mean? You're already telling me what it is before I peep it, you know? So, like, check out my music. It's dope. You know, check out the song. It's dope. Like, how can I review it properly if you already tell me what it is? You know, that's just, I don't know, man, you know, like, It's something I think ego is so prevalent in all of our daily life situations. You know, I'm not calling back this person. They should call back me. You know, that person dies. How do you feel after that, you know?
Yep.
You can be like, yo, that was my best friend. Then you kind of ended on a horrible note. You had a chance to, like, mend that, but we're too proud to kind of do that. It's a lot of parallels, man, you know, between the pride and stuff like that.
Yep.
But, yeah.
So did you always feel this way, or, like, once you started to notice it, did you just start seeing the symptoms, like, everywhere, and you started, you know, I have to write this down, I have to let people know about this?
It was something that man, like, in music, it was just, oh my God, it was so gross, especially in Boston. Such a powerful thing, you know what I mean, in Boston, because, like, I'm in New York right now, it's like, you know, dudes are buying my CD, there are other big rappers, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've always gone in love, respect, like, you know what I mean? I don't have any horrible stories, you know? But, like, it was always, like, this seems like to be, like, a creed with everything when people aren't on top, you know? It's like somebody, like a magician, right? Like, has a secret, and he's not telling the other magicians because he knows that he won't be as big, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, I don't really want the secret. I wanted a fair chance to be heard, but I never wanted to, like, go through the same lanes that everyone else did. I didn't want to use the same outlets, platforms. Like, I wanted to create my own path, so I didn't really have to feel like I owed anybody anything. Plus, I just wanted to do it on my own, you know? Like, I didn't want to, you know, like, kind of live off of somebody else, you know?
Yeah, you're definitely a one-man wrecking crew, that's for sure.
I want to shout out my crew EMS. You know, I wouldn't be able to do it without Rev, you know, DJ Workshops, Homemade Music. Like, those guys are selfless, you know what I'm saying? So, like, we are all in-house, you know what I mean? But we have respect for every other crew, but, you know, and we do love branching and building with people. I just don't want to rely on people, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be, like, pigeonholed with one thing.
Exactly, man. And, reliance can be, people will always let you down, you know? So if you put too much, you got to be careful with that stuff, you know? Because it really is up to you at the end of the day.
It's something where, you know, can't be let down if you're not relying on anything.
Are you in the street right now? Where are you?
I'm in Queens right now. Right. And we're about to head over to the station. Shade 45. You know, we're doing Primo Friday. DJ Premier, like, he's having us on his show, man. We did Eclipse Sunday. We did DJ Toshi Saturday. We did Stony Brook Radio Thursday. We're doing, you know, LFOD today. We did WEMF on Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's been awesome, man. And I booked it all myself. You know what I'm saying? I hit up Cats, so they hit me up. And, you know what I mean? Like, really, 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 really excited for that. You know, not many cats get to go on some of these shows, so I'm very grateful.
I think that's why people rock with you, man, because you always appreciate what you've gotten, especially because you've done it yourself. So it's not just, I was talking with someone the other day about how, like, sometimes, like, they lose perspective of, like, what's really going on around them. And you got to, like, really look back and think, you know, this is amazing. Can't take it for granted.
I've done plenty of shows, you know, with just five people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a superstar. And people, like, lose sight of that. You know what I mean? Like, they lose sight of where they... You know what I mean? Like, we'll have people messaging me. Like, right now I'm getting messages every 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying? The album has been number one for a month. It's doing MF Doom numbers. You know what I'm saying? But that don't change the fact that, like, you know what I'm saying? I still have to, like, work so hard to pay bills. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still have to, like, you know, I still have to, like, recognize that, you know, my mom, you know, she takes it serious, but she don't take it serious enough where it's like you're making crazy money off it. You know, I'm making money, but I'm not gonna lie in front and try to be cool just to get, like, a little bit more, like that insecurity kind of rubbed, a little bit more of my ego kind of padded. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, look, you know, man, like, I'm so grateful for anything that comes my way because I know how hard it was to get it. And I'm not against, you know, like, I think it's great when people do stuff as together. I think you have to do it by yourself. I think it feels sweeter in the end knowing that you didn't have to compromise who you are working with people you might not like just because it's going to get you over the hump. That's something I was very big on.
Exactly, man. That's the way it'd be. Hey, do you have a... Can we play another song and come back and talk about a few things? You got that time?
Yeah. It's cool. What are you trying to play?
I was going to play that Give It To Me.
That's people's favorite song. My man, Nan Ducati's in the car. He's laughing. Yo, DJ Nefarious is also in the car with me.
What up? That's enough for your die right there. Those are some New Hampshire boys.
Hold on. Yeah, New Hampshire bearded men out there.
Yeah. That's what's up.
What's going on, man? Y'all about to play my favorite song on the album right now.
We got you. Shout out to John Glass.
I'm over here with New Hampshire, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, and I'm a Boston dude. North Shore dude. But, like, he's my dude, so EMS, you know. But thank you, yeah, that's a new song, man.
Let me play this and then we'll come back, all right?
All right.
Turn it up. All right, boys, this is Give It To Me, John Glass. It's off Ego and the Enemy, out now everywhere. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
My name is cool, you mentioned some lanes who I can melt into flames. I'm felt in the States, really though, loved overseas. Drink is drink up, weed heads puff on the trees. Take you on a journey like you never been before. Guess I ripped it raw, now I'm popping like a pimple sore. Felt ignored, so I had to go a little hotter. Boston school, but I had to go a little farther. Let it be known, I don't mess around with the rap. Now I'm
pavement. I'm fresh like dark rivers lying on this pavement. Been a while, but I'm still going strong, though. Stayed hot when all these rappers seem to gone cold. How many times I need to tell you fools to understand? I'ma stay at this pace until I'm understand. I want what you have, ain't afraid to take it. So give it to me now, give it to me now. How many times I need to tell you times I'm staying put? Just guard in the door, about to lay my foot. I want what you have, ain't afraid to take it. So give it to me now, give it to me now. No comparison, we ain't from the same life. Rather watch as the paint on the stains rise than never have a conversation with you more than that. You ain't welcome like the letters on the door and mat. I cry till the wheels fall off and axle breaks. Smack the face of half the fakes, thinking I'm relaxed for days. When I'm really in the stew, cooking heat rocks. System up, peep through the window, look how the street rocks. They didn't believe in me, so I gained and got a purpose. Now they're shocked like I'm walking on the water surface. Been hungry, now I'm famished with the fork out. Seen a little shine, but damn it, I'm looking for more clout. I want it now, no sidetracking, your rhyme slacking. Pass it off before you're hearing on your spine cracking. Another gone casualty of another song. John Glass, M-Dot, we got another one. How many times I need to tell you fools to understand? I'ma stay at this pace until I'm understand. I want what you have, ain't afraid to take it. So give it to me now, give it to me now. How many times I need to tell you times I'm staying put? Just go to the door, about to lay my foot. I want what you have, ain't afraid to take it. So give it to me now, give it to me now. Say my name.
It's me, still a threat to the average MC.
Regulate, I'm only here just to take a smile.
Came to get what's doing me, cause I got clout.
Say my name.
M-Dot. You better give me the respect that I deserve, or I'ma take it by force. On cruise, so never be dudes watching, boy, I get ya.
Came to get what's doing me, cause I got clout.
Give it to me. What's up, M-Dot?
Yo, I got a crazy story for you. We were in a bar in Astoria, and I was like with my man, the Furious, and Quiz, the dude who engineered a lot of the album with me, Berkeley Kid. And we were, this is like the other night after Eclipse's radio, or one of the radios we did, and dude was there, and he just heard us talking. It's like you showing like a chick the video of Give It To Me, and he kind of peeks his head over and he's like, oh, y'all do music, you know what I'm saying? He's like, you know my man John Glass, like you know what he said? He said, you know my man Token. I'm like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's you know, good kid, we've known him for a while, you know what I mean?
Right.
And, we got ciphers, and you know what I'm saying? We've done stuff over the years, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, yeah. He's like, yeah, you know my man dropped last. I was like, yeah. I was like, and we're showing him the video, Give It To You, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you know John Glass. He's like, yeah. And this is like, I got to tell John about this, man. And I was like, I thought it was dope, because John's still like an upcoming dude.
John's the man, dude.
And I was like, yo, you know John, huh? And he's like, yeah. I was like, you know he produced this. And he was like, well, you know, I don't really know him that well. So, like, dude was faking on knowing him. Like, he's like, we're friends on, like, Instagram, you know? I'm like, oh, my God. Like, so, I mean, what are the odds? Like, I'm showing a video that he produced, and the dude, because we said we're from Massachusetts, you know what I'm saying? And that was the first name he said.
Glass so, like, has groupies.
Yeah, he had, like, and the dude was completely funny, Doug. Like, he was like, oh, yeah, you know, we're friends on... So I can't wait to tell John that. That's
he liked my picture
story.
The other day.
Yeah. Like, he's like, I'm like, oh, like, and like after that, you know, it was a little suspect for that.
Yeah.
After that, you know, he's like, I rap, you know, I only write off the top of my head like Biggie. We just kind of like turned the other direction. So, but basically, I thought that was like amazingly entertaining. What are the odds of playing a video that tells me he knows somebody? And the person he tells me he knows is the person that made the beat for the video I'm playing. You know,
right?
So, dude, like it's like kicking in the mouth right now. You know, like foot in the mouth. But yeah, so
ego. Yeah, that's that ego.
Yeah. Yo, John. Like out of the whole album, man. Like I get a lot of compliments about his beats, man, on the album. A lot, dog. Like, have you heard Foreign? I think I showed you in the whip. Like,
I have heard Foreign.
That was like, you were like, yo, you're gonna mess stuff up with this. Yo, man, we put out, like, dog, every song front to back, like, between
man, like, it's just, for me, man, it's very special. It's been a long time, you know?
Yeah, a lot went into it. I think, you were in here last year, and I think you thought it was going to come out last year, and you went in and retooled it and put even more into it. So I wanted to ask, was that, retooling the rollout? Did you get, because the rollout was tight. You've had a ton of videos, which have been crazy.
The art.
Shout out to Gooba, another New Hampshire legend.
Yeah.
What did you do in the last year? What's, because people should know how much went into this project, because you put a lot into it.
About 7 years ago, I talked about this album. I didn't mention the title. And I was like, I'm going to put up this album. I've done like a ton of mixtapes, all original music. And, you know, I've done like a bunch since then. Between touring Europe a bunch of times and winning awards or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But I never had my album. I had like a dual album, Jump On, that again was really highly touted. It was like Hip Hop DX, you know what I'm saying? Like reviewed as like, I think it was like a 3.5. Like, this was like way back when I was like, you know. And then, we got DX next. We got Too Dope to Sleep On in 2008, which is like, you know what I'm saying, like unsigned hype, you know. We got DJ Booth, we were up for like Artist of the Year. I think it was like Big Crit was up there. You know what I'm saying? Like the Two Dope Boys to Sleep On was with Casey Veggies, who's now like a star. You know what I'm saying? So like I feel like we lost, like in a lot of ways I felt like we lost that window. Like I kept on doing it, but like it was like not that we lost the window, but I was hyping the album and it hadn't come, you feel me?
Right.
And it was something where I was like, did I miss my shot? Like 89 is gone, Phoenix is gone. I think I told you this, you know what I'm saying? UGH was the ending right a week before I was sending them the album. Maybe even less than that. So I'm like, man, like, did I miss my window? You know what I mean? Like, I got respect and, like, people mess with me, but, like, I don't have an album to put my head on, you know? So, like, I kind of, like, went back. Like, I was stashing these songs, like, that high-tech beat, the Marco Polo beat. They gave me those, like, 5 years ago, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have another Marco Polo beat. M-Phases gave me the beat, like, 5 years ago. That's for, like, part two. Ill Mind gave me the beat for, like, like 5 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I was sitting on them and doing other stuff, like, doing other projects, features, whatever. You know what I mean? And I was like, I wasn't going to really put it out until, like, we had the proper promotion to put it out, you know?
Yeah.
So, basically, long story short is, like, I sat on these records and I wanted to sharpen my sword. You know what I'm saying? And, like, by the time like now came around, I feel like I'm a better MC than I was back then, that's for sure. You know what I mean? I found my sound, I found my cadence, you know what I'm saying? I found like who I was. And a lot of MCs like rush out with albums and they have to like go back and listen to those forever. You know what I mean? Like I wanted every line to be perfect, every mix, man. Like I mixed the whole album and then I remixed the whole album, Doug. And then I like additionally remixed the album again with my other homie. You know what I'm saying? Think about that. And I sat in on every session. You know what I'm saying? And this is after I mixed it as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's like, and then like, even like everything in the masters, we sent back 3 times. But the biggest thing I'll say is like 3 months ago is when I put it into overdrive. I did like the high tech song. I redid the crisis song because we had that song like 4 years ago. I did the Marco Polo song. I did the Fuck Wild song. I did the Lodge Professor song, which we added last minute because I met him at Halftime Radio. He just sent me a couple beats, dog. I had like 3 Lodge Pro beats. I think I was with you when I got that email. The long story short is we wanted to like work with people that like you can't just buy with money. You know what I'm saying? Like it's not like some stuff where they're online trying to sell their music. We wanted people that work with, like legends that work with you out of respect. And that's what I feel like a lot of these guys are. You know what I mean? They're not just someone some money tip. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like you gotta like, they gotta mess with you to have that happen. But so I did the majority of the big records in the last 3 months.
Okay. You know what
I'm saying? So I held those beats over until I was ready to kind of do them, you know? The Snow Wounds one I did, like, you know, just a couple months ago. Again, so, like, it's like an old album, but it's not in some ways, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just beats that I sat on and wanted to wait. I think I told you this. I'll eat all my Starbursts after I wrap them all. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to just, like, I want to have a full, like, you know what I mean? Like, I need a full offering. Like, you know, like, I don't want to have just, like, I want a lasting success.
Yeah.
You know? So,
it sounds solid, man. You put together a solid project.
Man, we want a classic. That's the truth, honest to God. You know, I'm not kidding. Like, I wanted, like, and that's what, I mean, again, some of the reviews, all of the reviews have been lights out, you know. Through Primo having us, you know what I'm saying, the NYC release party yesterday, the Globe, you know what I'm saying, like so many different outlets messing with us. And the crazy thing is, like I said, not having certain people help us is what makes it even crazier, because usually you have to go through certain people to make this happen, you know. I just got hit up with doing the Middle East downstairs for the album release party next Thursday. So this is going to be live, man. And I read the Rugged Man is also there. And we're trying to, man, like, I can't even tell you, like, I've already lost my voice because we've been doing so much, but you know, this is what it's all about.
Yeah, I think this is the most tired I've ever heard you sound.
Yeah, dog, like my voice is burnt. I'm about to be on Shade 45, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I'm hoping I can, you know, I've been drinking tea all day. But it's a good tired, you know?
Yeah.
I've been working and, you know, I want our name to be everywhere. I want it, like, and not even in a cocky way, in a way, like, I want it to be enough where people see and hear the album, go and click the album, you know what I'm saying? You know, OC shared the radio tonight, like, he's going to be there with me. You know, Prince Paul is going to be there, you know what I'm saying? Yesterday, we had, like, a ton of dudes in the building. You know, like, we're doing it, man. We're doing it for underdogs, you know what I mean? For the dudes, the blue collar, like, the people that I started with that didn't have no help, like, no, like, you know what I'm saying? We don't use the same studio everyone does. We don't like go to the same venue everyone does. I think I've said this many times, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, it's beautiful to watch it all unfold like this. I mean it. I still remember, same thing. Everyone's like, you got to talk to M.Dot. That's how we met. And, you know, just watching it unfold even since then has been, it's been dope.
I appreciate it, man. I want to tell you, man, the biggest thing I can say about the album is the chip on my shoulder. You know, I create it. A lot of the times it's not real. You know what I'm saying? Like, this thing that everyone's against me, like, it's just created in my head. I love everybody, man. Like, I'm probably one of the most happy people. And, like, I mean, people ask me why I'm smiling all the time, like, pretty much daily, you know? You see it. I'm extremely, like, happy and grateful, you know? But, like, I create this chip to kind of fuel myself to work harder, you know? I don't believe that, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't believe I, like, in my mind, like, have, you know, the... just do, you know, and that's fine. Like, not that I deserve it. I want to fight for it. You know, I want to do it until everyone's hitting me up to work, to do stuff, you know?
Yep. Well, hey, man, it seems to be working, so don't switch it up yet. And I can't believe you have a part two coming out.
Yeah. Like, we have a part two, man. Like, and it has Method Man again, Taj Pro again.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Marco Polo again. Ill Mind, M Phases, Deep Miners, G Coop. G Coop might be the biggest producer in the game. He just produced I Got the Keys.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So this is like, man, we're trying to just bury everything else. You know, and that's not disrespect to everyone else. That's like trying to, like, you know, earn our respect.
Everyone knows what it is, man, and it's a competitive sport. It's a competitive genre, you know?
Yeah. I'm saying, like, you know, we just want to be a fair shot, you know what I mean? I want to be in that conversation, you know?
Well, let's do it. M.Dot, where can people get it? Tell them one more time.
Underground hip-hop. We're passing Grand Central Terminal right now. It's amazing, man. Underground hip-hop, you can't get it at Grand Central Terminal unless my man Pookie's outside selling them. But, yeah, UGHH, you know what I'm saying? Bandcamp, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify. Go get it, man.
And
tell me what you think of it.
And everything is at M.Dot Boston, right? People want to get at you on the internet.
At M.D.O.T. Boston, you know?
That's what's up,
thank
dude.
Thank you for having me.
Well, give them hell tonight.
If I lose my voice tonight, man, I'm going to tell them it's because I was on Live Fried.
Dude, you're screwing it up, dude. No one's going to know. I'm going to show up in New York, and they're all going to have the name wrong. And they're going to be like,
yeah. Yeah, okay. No, but I won't say it the way that I say it. I'll say Live Free.
Just tell them LFOD. You say LF, they say OD. It'll work.
I think it's like my thing now to say it wrong. Live Fried, but I'm sorry. I'll say Live Free.
No, I'm all about the inside jokes. That's cool. When I meet Primo, though, I want him to know what's good. I don't want him to feel dumb when I'm like, nah, dude, that's not the name.
I may not talk for the next 2 days for Primo's radio show. I don't know if I can do that, though. It's going to be difficult.
Let me know how you do. I'd love to see how long you can make it.
I'll keep you up to you. I'll text you. Maybe that'll be my form of talking.
Perfect. You know? I look forward to a flurry of text messages.
But thank you again for having me.
Thanks, dude. And what up one more time to everyone in the car. Give them hell out there. Yeah, New York City. We're going to get out of here with that Shine joint. This is M. Dot, Method Man, Dominique LaRue. You tune in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Yo, thank you, man.
Definitely, dude. Thank you. Be good.
My name is Matt, and my neighborhood is cracked up. Moms are smoking pack up. Nas pills and heroin, I'm better than I ever been. Since I got my stats up, a little soap and water, clean my act up. Call me Pro-Map, this that medicine. Catch up, a younger left behind, I ain't no ordinary rapper. A whitey with no Jesus, just an ordinary cracker. Your city's under siege. As for me, I don't do trendy or them skinny dungarees. I'm the man before and after. You know I'm is. I'm that pill the morning after. I ain't playing with you kids, nah. You can see I'm past ya. No problem. More or less a non-mother effing factor. Keep talking and you next, according to a vet. Yeah, I ain't scoring when I'm going for your neck. Whether touring or driving something foreign, I'm a threat. If DC got the music, I'm providing you the rest. Buckle up now, you're riding with the best.
I'm gonna rise as a pole. Sanity, all cause low success race is the enemy. Look, I'll come to shine and dedicate to philanthropy. Oh, cause either that I will exit straight into infancy. So I'm on the mission and this is the devil's kitchen. But still shining was climbing, see an inch in the levels lifting. Look, both hands around your neck, this is the rebel's mission. Go against the grain and got my eye on a sparrow. Listen, path laid out by the pyramids. Feel it, the pharaoh's gripping, disappeared in the rabbit hole. Gets deeper than narrow, reaches close. But when I emerge, ether in their existence. To anybody who doubted me, forgot that I could possibly keep it popping defiantly. Cause she is so consistent, like I'm spitting if you need to know the difference. And yes, I can see it in your eyes when people go with mentioning. You know it's me, you see it from a distance. Cause I shine.
I'm gonna rise as a pole.
And finally get caught up, brought up on charges of driving and drinking. I'm finally sinking and mindless to thinking. My kindness combined with my karma provide me the armor to calm the storm. Rhyming's a ticket, least dance with a fear. Then as a steer in the mirror, scared to admit I'm nearer to feel you than hearing the cheering of millions of fiends. Tearing up wearing my shirts, pillaging scenes. All this to get a CD with my signature stamp. If you fear them, I'm ranch, you've been on the side of the dream. Sometimes I lie to my team, tell them I provide them with cream. Once I sign in the sheet, my silence it seems is taken as I'm taking a break. It's not that I'm breaking or taking a break. It's that I'm waking up and taking up space. Cause in my house I haven't made it. Got late payments and don't make enough cake. I'm writing to you if you can relate to rising up through the relying on brew. Night sleeping inside of the stew. It's not the trying to be cool. But you're not 19 anymore. What time gonna lose? Your kids rely on you for food. You ever wanted something so bad every second? You imagine that your seconds from having it. It's affecting your friendships. Eventually wrecking your chances of meeting someone whose wedding is planned as marrying a rapper who doesn't get checks or advances. Just cash and trips up to France where your vets in a band with better chances. Your feet stepping foot on the steps of Atlantis. Y'all don't get it, it ain't everything it seems on TV. Pray for those that dream to be me, cause I dream for grief to leave me. No longer the weak and needy, prolonged till my feet will leave me. You're wrong if you keep believing my songs will sleep and weaken. I'ma keep on rising, making through this nonsense. The constants, to be honest, help me harness the words, the birth of the dawnness. Told you we never give up, we climbing my jaw on the fighters who claw back. This is our song.
Method Man, M. Dot, Dominique LaRue, Katie Gunn, Shine. We just had M. Dot on the phone. He's out there in New York City. Normally I would just say, forget it, come back another time. But MDOT's the man, and it's really good seeing him live this stuff out, because he's been telling us about it for quite a while, and seeing him get out there and get these opportunities. He went out there to do like one show, and after doing that, they just keep inviting him to more. So he's basically hitting the New York City radio circuit this week, which, shout out to my Boston DJs, would be dope if we had a thing like that. I know coming up after this, Overdog Radio, WEMFradio.com. And then we got CTTC Radio on Sunday nights. It would be cool if we could do something where, that's what we're trying to build here. We want people to come to Boston and have that same infrastructure where you come through, do a show. Now let me talk to them, boom. Let me talk to them, boom. And then, you know, you get a nice little media package out of it. So that being said, definitely tune into Overdog Radio tonight, emfradio.com. And this episode will be up tomorrow on lfodradio.com, or you can go straight to the source. That's mixcloud.com/lfodradio. If you're an artist tuned in, submissions@lfodradio.com. Send us clean MP3s. We do not have a guest next week, so we'll be spinning those. And then the week after that, we got the Still Gold Boys coming in, I believe. No, we don't. Sorry. We have Kyle Bent coming in on the 14th, and then we have Still Gold after that. So it's going to be a nice little February. Anyway, we're going to get out of here with another Run the Jewels song, because I'm fired up that they answered my tweets, and I'm emailing with Trackstar and stuff. These guys will be at House of Blues on February 24th. They're awesome. This song, they sent me a clean and a super clean version. I think I'm going to play the clean version. It's Panther Like Panther. Tune into Live Free or Die Radio.
I flood the speakers with heat seekers and keep sneakers cleaner than none every evening of Easter. I leave my prints on her, I suck the clear to release it. If it will please her, I'll meal to her. Best believe, make a meal of her. Thank you. Told a preacher I love her, he said that God was her lover. I said if he really loves her, that he would love that would love us. I walk around in a bubble of scoundrel in trouble, and every time make a rumble, the venue ground in the rubble. Give me a pen and a shovel, I spit some face like some aces. I got a fragrance of women, call I was on new basics. The money want me to have it, I have a hunger for data. I'm crunching numbers and crack unbreakable safes while I'm at it. I'm doing more than just rapping, you have to grant me that doubt when you a rap of a map. Just know that this is not what you add, I'm not on your map. I'm a mystery to you captains of industry. If the medic is missing me, automatic is victory. I'm a shit.
Looking at the money like it's mine to get. Everybody down, throw the pistol to fit.
We looking at the money like it's ours to get. Everybody lie, throw the pistol to fit.
And greedy, made it to Grammy comedians. Got told that we spit it to bitches that would never see victory. And I refuse to play humble as though my itty bitty. I got banana, yo bitch go ape if she hit it. Meanwhile, you too nervous, purpose. That's why you never get service. And me, I called the preacher's wife, working for Sunday service. I put my hand up a skirt and then we pray for a purpose. I baptized her in Jesus' name, left her shaking her. Ooh, I shot the Sunday school and did that shit there on purpose. See, I'm a pervert with purpose to make it question your purpose. Run the Jewels, arrive in arenas. Bunch of bloodthirsty hyenas to get revenge on the kingdoms that killed the dreams of the dreamers. Drank alcohol for the demons to fuck with all of the schemers. You see, he grew with the people, move with the mind of a genius. You see, he working the angle, so he ain't never an angel. They wanna get to the hangar, but get him cause a finger.
Hey, I'm the shit. Looking at the money like it's mine to get. Everybody down, throw the pistol to fit.
We looking at the money like it's ours to get.
Everybody lie, throw the pistol and fit.
Walk on up, you go loser. We bruising Eddie, who moving? Who wanna stand for these? You raise a hand and you lose it. I hold the door for old ladies running the flies and stay babies. I went to school in the 80s, taking a train with the praise. New York is some other shit. Where I used to smoke, now I prop just to suck it up and you love it. No more games, I'm above it. Butter me up for nothing. I'm taking all of your ducats, cause I can call when you're bluffing.
Who thought the son of Denise would be the leader of people when he was at your house and more house slanging? That with potential presidents and said the should be legal as reparations for what you.
I not show?
Looking at the money like it's mine to get. Everybody down, throw the pistol to fit.
WMFO in Medford, Sky By here. This is a local band called Everybody Out.
It's Mark Adult.